Teddy and Addie take a trip each week to the heart of England to try and seek the sights, the views, and maybe the Queen in London's best, the worst, and everything in between.
Hello, and welcome back to London's Best, Worst, and Everything in Between podcast, where we talk about the capital's best, worst, biggest, smallest, weirdest, and wackiest of just about anything. I'm Teddy.
And I'm Addie.
Hi, Addie.
And this week, we will be discussing London's best rated comedy. Where did we go?
So this week, we went to the Top Secret Comedy Club.
So we went on Monday night, and we're really sorry that it is Thursday right now. We had a busy week. I'm sorry as well. We're going to get this up pretty late this evening, which is a bit annoying. But yeah, we went to the Top Secret Comedy Club, and we saw...
What was her name?
Her name was Kate.
She was quite funny.
She was really funny. I think she turned to me and went, "Did you drag your man here? Or was it his idea?" Honestly, there's not that much to say. I mean, it was pretty funny.
The thing is, we hadn't quite realised it wasn't a traditional stand-up set in terms of she was actually telling a story about this narrative arc where she was telling a few jokes, but the central theme was her plight and her struggle of being morbidly obese, right? That was the story.
Yeah, right? And then during lockdown, I think she went to Turkey and got weight loss surgery. There were only about 12 people there, right? Mm. So it wasn't... Even when everyone was laughing, it didn't fill the room. No, she was. She was really, really funny, to be fair.
And if you're listening, good luck in the Edinburgh Fringe. We don't know how far this podcast has gone.
I mean, I'm sure not to her.
Fair enough. But how about the morning? We went to another comedy club in the morning, Addie. On Monday morning, Addie signed us up via a Facebook group to star in a music video.
Star? Maybe. We were extras. Also, I had practiced in front of the mirror, clapping and looking bored.
Yeah.
And then me and Teddy just didn't get picked until right at the end.
Yeah, we invited two of my friends along and they both got picked before, despite one of them turning up 35 minutes late.
Yeah.
We were the last two extras to be picked of all the extras. I also didn't realise that you weren't meant to stare directly into the camera for the whole time. I'll be honest, I wasn't even sure on the brief. I thought we'd be kind of, we'd rock up, there'd be a load of supercars and bikini clad women.
They put me next to a guy and goes, "You guys are going out." So I kept just rubbing his knee and smiling at him. And he was just, you know, obviously it was consensual. I was like, "Can I touch you here?" And he said, "Go for it." So I was sort of there, sort of stroking him, like nudging him. What? We were meant to be excited. So I'd like look at him and smile, wink at him. And
I didn't know this. Yeah. I sat behind you. At what point were you stroking him?
I was rubbing his knee to make it more authentic. He was giving me nothing back.
Guys, when this music video comes out, you're going to see how embarrassing what Addie's just said really is.
They had a proper camera rig and everything.
Yeah, there were more members of the production team than there were thespians. Should we talk about friend of the podcast, Hugo French?
Oh, we were meant to get friend of the podcast, Hugo French. You'll notice that he's not here tonight. And the reason for that is because he actually is on a date.
A date?
Listenership. Wow. He is on a date. Interesting fact about, we won't reveal her name.
Yeah.
But Hugo French is on a date with one of the extras in the music video. So the next section of the podcast is going back to Top Secret Comedy Club of London and we're going to do some reviews.
Right, so this is the section of the podcast where Addie reads out some reviews and we discuss whether or not these reviews match up with our own experience.
First review. The level of comedians on these nights are not worth any money, in all honesty, and they should be grateful people will actually spend time listening to these middle-class egomaniacs on stage. 1 star. Next one. This is actually quite bad. I understand there would be lockdown jokes, etc. But getting people to laugh because there were no 50-year-olds in the venue because they are all dead, and then saying, "Is anyone here a vulnerable person?" Oh no, they're not, because they're all dead too. Absolute disgrace. 1 star. Next review. I came here with my friends and we brought a few balloons that burst. And the comedian told me I should go die in a tube station. So the last review I have here is, we came for a show and thought we were lucky because there would be a free show first. However, after 35 minutes of waiting, they announced that the comedian was still in Australia.
Now, I'm not particularly good at geography, but I do believe that Australia to London is longer than a 35-minute commute. That's what I'm getting in.
No. Well, it's the highest rated comedy club in not just London, but in the whole of the UK.
In the whole of the UK? Wow. Yeah.
So should we go on to some facts and figures?
Is that Addie Kidson's facts and figures?
Yes. Yeah. So, welcome back, listenership to... No, let me not do that. Yeah, welcome back to this section of the podcast where we will say some facts and figures about the top secret comedy club in London and just comedy in general.
Brilliant.
So, drinks used to be £1.50.
Wow.
Also, they are the highest rating, how I said this, the highest rating comedy club in the whole of the UK.
You said that about 20 seconds ago.
Okay. So then the next fact I have was just about comedy in general. Comedy actually started in 1957 when they stopped doing it. Comedy was invented in 1957.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
How on earth have you arrived at that?
Comedy was invented in 1957.
What about, you know, the Greek comedies?
Have you ever heard them? It's like Shakespeare.
Yeah, I know, they're not funny to us, right?
Also, I'd like to bring up right now that we actually... I know this is the second week in the row that we said we're going to go to the weirdest museum in London.
Yeah.
The museum we were going to go to was the Operating Theatre and Bank, but we didn't have time. So when we were in doing our film debut...
Yeah.
Which we might get scouted from. We realised we were in Cutty Sark.
Yeah. Addy had never heard of the Cutty Sark, and I understand...
Oh my God, we turn up and there's just this fuck-off ship in the background.
Yeah.
And it looked that like you, we were on a movie set.
That you kept calling the Cutty Shark, might I add.
Is it right that Thomas Rules actually got on the Cutty Sark?
Yes, so this is another interesting fact, ladies and gentlemen, that I was doing in my own research. After murdering his wife and children, he used, as we established last week, a rickshaw to escape the immediate scene of the crime. He then got on board the Cutty Sark, disguised himself as a teabag, and went to China.
Sorry, you're telling me...
Yes.
...that a rickshaw... bloke drove him or woman.
Well, it's battery powered, Addy. Even in the 1870s, they still had battery powered rickshaws. So I believe
what was he listening to?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. he'd actually asked, because obviously he's just committed, you know, a double homicide. He'd actually asked the rickshaw driver to increase the battery but turn off the lights and music. I think, as an historian, that the Cutty Sark went to China, but I'm happy to be corrected.
Oh, you know what I mean? I know what I was talking about. Sorry, back on track.
Yeah.
The weirdest museum in London.
Oh, yeah.
So I found out that the Fan Museum was there.
Yeah.
And that is a museum where they...
Listenership, take a guess what it's a museum of. That's right, fans.
We went there and we knocked on the door and he said it wasn't open.
Yeah.
And it absolutely stank in there. So I'm so glad we didn't go in.
Yeah.
It's disgustingly smelly.
Yeah. You would have thought with all those fans...
they'd waft the smell. Okay, now we get to the section of the podcast listenership where we will phone a friend. Right, so first, let's phone a random number. A little prank call, if you will.
I want no part in this.
Hello?
Hello, is this Cheryl?
No, I have a wrong number.
Oh, sorry. Bye. Okay, this is a section of the podcast listenership where we will say our favourite joke. Teddy.
Yeah.
Take it away.
What's a gorilla's favourite football team?
I don't know.
Aston Gorilla.
What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
Don't know, I did.
Virgin Mobile.
Brilliant.
What do you call a Mexican who's lost his car?
Don't know, I did.
Carlos.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Just like to apologise, listenership, on behalf of my colleague and co-presenter. If for any offence caused, if you are a wheelchair-bound nun... Or a Spanish person who's lost their car.
Right, I'm calling you a French.
Right, very special treat here. This is...
Hello.
Hi.
Friend of the podcast, Hugo French. We're recording. Give us a little update. How's it going, big man?
Right, no. A big fat no.
Is this a bit of...
That was friend of the podcast, Hugo French.
Bit moody.
Yeah.
I would have thought he'd be eager to share the good or bad.
Oh, he's calling up again. Hello, friend of the podcast, Hugo French.
Right, I don't want to be friend of the podcast. I'm busy, but unfortunately Casey does. So I'm going to put you on to Casey.
Oh, so this is the date that we were saying before, but we didn't name Casey. But now friend of the podcast, Casey, has been named.
Addy, this is my time to shine.
How's the date going?
Out of 10.
It's going well.
Ooh.
We might see you later then. Right, anyway,
let's grow the show.
Tell how many bodies?
Oh, that's right. Everybody,
baby.
Bye, Addy.
From me, Addy.
And me, Teddy, got my name.
We'll see. Oh, are we having a break next week?
Oh, yeah. I've got my final exam of uni.
Next week. So we're going to have a week off. And then the week after, it will be a big one.
Will it? Okay, baby.